So you have a spit which got bent. Even though you're able to correct it, even by hand, just bend it back. So that would indicate it's not a significant type of a tikkun because you can do it by hand. You don't have to use a get out a hammer to bend it, etc. Imagine we're talking about a metal shvoid. So the loch is ain masakhtim, so you can't fix it on Yom Tov. Somewhere. It comes to Ramah. The Ramah says this, that you cannot fix it, is dafka shiyuchal litzlois boy b'lotikum. It's not used, that it's usable as is. So if it's usable as is, why are you bending it? Just, you know, make it a little bit easier. So that's a tirka which is not necessary for echol nefesh. You're not able to use it as is. And this happened on Yom Tov, not beforehand, which we can say you should have done and take care of it before Yom Tov. It's Mashir Echol Nefesh, which could have been done before Yom Tov. But rather, no, it happened on Yom Tov. But you'll have to fix it. But this, by the way, is true. But Zabr Mav, Amer and Kenler Rabin. You don't publicize this. You don't say this psak publicly. So you borrow losak and gam kishit mishinis from erev Yom Tov. We're afraid that if you're going to allow him in a case where it happened on Yom Tov, people end up doing it even if it happened before Yom Tov. Wouldn't the chomach shir and sheaf shall assoy some erev Yom Tov that you're allowed to do them on Yom Tov because it was not possible to do it before Yom Tov, but you're not murder the rabbin. Because we're afraid people will take this and go beyond where the locha should take it.
Well, there's something strange here. He writes it down. He says, Amarin Kain, but he writes it down.
Yeah, because you're learning it, so you understand the concept. I'm afraid the public lecture, the people will not understand the concept and apply it. Okay. So the Mishabura Aleph. It's a cotton Aleph. We did the Hakdama yesterday. So this Hagah of the Ramah, there's a difference between whether it was usable or at this point in time or not. He was here before.
This is an interesting thing.
So the Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate between when it bends, or how much it bends. Asher Yochel Litzus Boy Klau Litzikun, which is to the point that it's not usable as is. Whether a mod differentiates. Rishum da ozel temei shabir beis yosef b'chol gavli osur. He actually holds that it's osur. Mishum tehu tikkun mona, because it's tikkun mona, it's osur. V'dasur mo hu sheish dacheres k'mo shibiyar nabir lochayin sham. So Ramo wrote it in a language that he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but in truth, really, the Ramo is not explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramo is arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it's osur. And Moss says, depends. If it's little bent, it's also. If it's very bent, to the point that it's not usable, and the this happened on Yom, it's mutter. Shachar says no. Obviously, Yochel, the pasta even can do by hand. The Solomer, vein circle, hakas all over paths. You don't need, you don't, you do not need a hammer. Correct. Gimel, but the remark came along and said that it's only if you can use it as it. So since it's usable as it, it's not really necessary. So then it's just an extra tircha. Chazal said you shouldn't do. Oh, Eno Yochel, but you can't use it as it. Bent a large amount. So then you're allowed to bend it back because that's Mashir Chol Nefesh, which were not possible to do before Yom Tov, that are mutter to do in Yom Tov. The Ramog used the word Nishbar. We're discussing Nirtzav, which means bending. What Nishbar means breaking. It means a tip broke off. You want to fix that, but Yom Tov. So you're allowed to do that. I will, hey, I will neck him and ishbar meher of Yom Tov. She yafshal asakim v'ad yoyim. Also midin ol asakim. Then you cannot fix it. Shrei heim at machshiri ochol nefesh. She yafshal asakim v'ad yoyim. Also the kli yama. That's a scenario of machshiri ochol nefesh, which could have done, been done beforehand, which is we're also to do. Because among the Rav Moshe Meril, the nishbar be Yom Tov rishon. Also the sata be Yom Tov sheni. So if we say it's broken Yom Tov, you can fix it. Well, but the, we're gonna add a Yom Tov means that day. But I can't go from day one to day two. Why? Because you have Mother Shabbat. As much as you're calling day two Yom Tov, you're saying day one was Erev Yom Tov. So it's an Ishmael Erev Yom Tov. We have Yom Tov Sheni, how we have the region care of Yom Tov. Yom Sheni Machlo Sofik, Shem Yom Rishon Hucho. So the difficulty with the Meril is the following. The Dinam Epsilon says Meril Yom Tov means since you had an option to do it before Yom Tov, so you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. Now over here, if the person could have used it on day one, there's a valid need, and he chose not to. So you're right, you could have fixed it on day one. If he had no need for it on day one, it's also going to do it on day one. So how can you say, listen, you should have done it before Yom Tov? I couldn't. Just like we had a case that it happens late in the afternoon every Yom Tov. And there wasn't enough time to do it before Yom Tov. That's called EF Shalasoysa. So if I have a halachic impediment that I'm not allowed to fix it on the first day Yom Tov, I don't need it. That's a valid halachic impediment. And that's the equivalent of saying, I wasn't able to fix it on the first day. So then the memorial doesn't make any sense. It says the case of memorial had to be a case where the person was allowed to fix it on the first day, i.e., that he had a need for on the first day, and he could have fixed the shirt, and he chose not. That's already not, that already is, excuse me, it was after last night to me, I revealed to visit me the second day.
Okay.
Water lasagna. Vav. Finally, Allah has accepted the shepherd of the Yesh, Tachman, Mizek, Kadassim, or the Ram, the Sil, the Zerba, Cloud, Tikkun, Kli, Gomer. The also after the man the matter Mashiach Yochel Nefesh. Bim Yochel Nihasik Mishol Yacherim Kuli Yama Oser. If you can borrow, you for sure you should borrow. And furthermore, that there's again. So really, the Mechaber and the Ramar argument. Mechaber says always Oser. Even with Mashiach Yochel Nefesh, our mutter on Yom Tov, which is the Mechaikas. Even my pasuk, that's true, but that wasn't necessarily matter. the top, which is a tikkun gomer of a kli.
So let's say the only problem is the meat sitting in the tzir now.
So the Mishabura says that really should be machmer with those shittas. Zion, the sack will fix it. I've been running the cost of the handle of Kado
by my abs. So therefore, that's why the entire piece of
the bride the case of the remote summer case where bro, the tip broke off, so you can't push it through the meat to put it on the spit with a flat tip. So you want to make a point. So you want to mechad it ma'at. She yachol nitcha b'lov b'osim. Get the meat on it. Avasak the tikkun gomer the koyam was also. That's not really necessary for the yavda part. So we didn't worry about that. Madam lo hada pasuk shulchan aruch kamei b'sif beit lo chad the sack and the mashkezin shul eved is also. He said I did. You can't sharpen the knife on a whetstone because that's a full tikkun. Mishum dahu tikkun kli gomer. Also, I feel the dasim matirim mashir kol nefesh. Even mashir kol nefesh is mutter, but tikkun gomer is also. That oy. The rear of law who dafka ling and shvoit. Shumachir kol nefesh. Because the shvoit is considered directly being used for cooking purposes. Of a shark cliche is calculable yom kain macha chinis akmai a needle bent. Fill the mats. Aim the poishka the kuliyam. So that's not a chol nefesh. So there's no way to be matter to fix a kli on yom kain. Where can the rabbit? Who did the tamidu? So there are cases that there's in the Gemara, there's actually cases where the Gemara says that the correct hanhaga was to publicize the psak. There's the correct hanhaga to do it yourself and not talk about it. There's a hanhaga to teach your talmidim, but not to the rabbi. So he's saying this is one of those things where the correct hanhaga is personal and that's it. Okay.
He's walking,
you said you
added extra
requirements. Base. Shoyt's a retzimutis, but you have a shoyt which you want to use for roasting. But your oruch yersimidai. And it's too long. So also lechatra, you can't cut it off. So cutting the rod to size is sometimes it's taken clean. Little stuff you can't burn it off either.
So
you're
kind of crude.
You see,
if you
want to
talk about the
flood,
fine.
Next then, you cannot sharpen a knife on its whetstone.
No.
You can sharpen it by rubbing it against wood. A charis. Oh, Evan. It's worth a durable derech of doing it. So they're not taking gomer. You can't publicize it because they will. People will. We're afraid people will. Once you're allowed to sharpen it, they're going to sharpen it on a mashkezes. Now, but because you're calling this lachter is produced.
So even though it's like.
So Mechaber says that which we're going to allow you to sharpen it on the wood, it was still usable as it. the klal, emashiz in the sub, afil aleitz, shemir yavol hashkiz in the mashkes. If it's totally not usable, so the temptation to use a full whetstone is that much greater. So you just said walk away. Tas also lachatim on the starfish aleitz, and I saw the kli that's making it into a kli.
What is this whole book about? I don't see why. I mean, it's a kli. It's just not appropriate for the function that it's being.
Well, its main function is cutting. It doesn't really cut well. A knife, you know, knife that doesn't cut is not really a functional kli.
No, here we're talking about the shvot.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going on the short, so you're right. So the problem here was too long, right?
But so it's a kli. It's just. It's not suitable for what you want for
it. That's right, so there's some element of a tikkun kli in it.
Yeah, tikkun right.
The lashon oser so kli, I hear.
Not also.
Okay, that's a good point. Was he say we're hearing an olive? No. You're an olive.
You're right. Because he wants to right, but here's the question. I believe this. I mean, obviously, I have a question. I can see especially what's going on here. So the question is.
The Bir Shar similarly pointed out that this wasn't a tikkun gomer. The lesson is interesting. I don't know. Meshkesh shalot, Hanu shal Eben. The real meshkesh was wood, was stone. Fill in his kalkel, mechidu the beyamtiv to have a kaltikin kli. Even if it lost its sharpness on yamtiv. The Chazal said the process of putting on the whetstone, which is it's professional enough that the result is considered a tikkun kli, and that's not what they're in Yom Tov. But you could do it on Gabi Eitz. As on a filo al mashkesa shalei, even if you would have a sharpener of wood, the zelo yia tikkun gomer, it's not going to be tikkun gomer. A filo shayoch al hashia, I have a sakan acha kreil kadadu. Sorry, for who I didn't. Shayoch al hashia, I got a sakan acha. You can rub it against another. You can't rub it on a whetstone, but you can rub it against another knife.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We rub the edges of the two knives, one against the other, they sharpen each other. Oi, Evan, what's that going on? You can't do it on Agabi 8, Scheris, or Evan. So even the Almashen and Mashkas, even it's not a stone, not the wet stone. So you could do it on these things. But ain't more in terms of the Rabbin. I will have Rish and Munisha Sasak and Lagab Mashkas and Shalay Tokeris or Evan, we have the Chaberta, Murin, Berabin Lahatu. To take off the layer of film of fat on the knife, that we did not ask.
I don't care, we put other pieces of money on that thing, yeah?
You're allowed to publicize that also. Excuse me.
Let's say,
but do it to sharpen the knife. That you can't do. Cannot publicize. The Shartzim points out Tezayin, but Agabi, the Mashkez, I feel a higher esteem. Shamnitsa ain't more on the rub. But to use the mashkez is to remove the fat that you can't possibly to rob him. That's mutter. Okay, you doubt it. It's also when she chelal alach toich v'doichik. It's still usable as is. So then. again, it's not a tikkun gomer, but we're afraid if it's somewhere that's not usable at all, the person's going to start processing it. He's going to end up pulling up the mashkezis to fix it, because it's in that much need of repair. We're not afraid he's going to go look for his whetstone, you know, because it's usable as is. So it's a little better. I don't have to stuff to find my. But in a case where it's not usable at all, there's a strong motivation to go out there and get the real utensils. Get your real sharpener. That's awesome. Okay. Gimel. Sif Gimel. So you stuff a chicken and you cook it. You put meat inside, you put eggs inside. So mutter the tough from up to the, and then you would sew it up, you would stitch up your turkey with the stuffing. So you can sew that up in yomtiv. You have to have the thread already made. You have to place the thread that you're using must be threaded through the eye of the needle before Yom Tov. Okay. When you sew it up, you have this tail hanging out. So common practice would be to cut it off. I'm sorry. The issue we're afraid of here is going to cut it before he starts sewing. This should be to the right size. That's an issue of locha makate, cutting something the size. Afterwards, it's basically discarded and useless. It doesn't make too much of a difference. Just more of a question of convenience. That would be motor. But to cut it the size in order to facilitate sewing is awesome. The minute was to burn off the thread. You wouldn't cut it. Yeah. Test of all. The tougher me up. The chin chief shall assess it. Maybe a yermu. So again, sewing up the turkey that the stuffing should stay inside is not a chonefesh. It's not chiri a chonefesh. But you couldn't have done it beforehand. You only shafted the animal now. It should be fresh meat. Put into the needle. Put into the needle before Yom Tov. Why? If we allow him to thread it, using your thread, you cut it to size. If he threads it, it's too long, he'll cut off some of it. It should be easier to work with. Right? So if he threads it on Yom Tov, he's going to come to cut on Yom Tov. So we're going to afraid if we allow him to thread it, he'll cut the thread to size. And that's also you could have done it before Yom Tov. If you didn't do it before Yom Tov. Also, no, the mark of the Yom Tov. Even the evidence, also. Imloy shesom me'erv Yom Tov. He put the thread into the needle before Yom Tov. And then it fell out. Yom Tov. Those were the liten achuv and mark of the Yom Tov. Yeah, the nisher achat tefillah also. Then you can put it back in on Yom Tov. And you cut off whatever's left after you finish the you put it back in and after you finish sewing you cut off the extras. You can even cut it. We're not going to be sorry. Your test. Cut him a hetzer aser af lisroy the lisroy v'laf bevinach lehem. There's no hetzer. There's no hetzer of sreifa, which is sreifa is like a shinoy matter. No, you can't cut it to size. Whether you want to do it with cutting or what you want to do with burning.
Those pieces, if they're in sear, would have to be
what I'm doing in that sheer is I'm going through mitzvahs.
Oh, that's right, sir.
You got 613, so there's plenty to do. There's a long way to go.
Sif Dalet. Mutter lakta if we yelp them. Agad gedeim v'oifers v'kulosim.
Maybe I'm not going to skip a little bit.
V'chutim tvurim. So you would, they would, so they would roast them.
I just wonder if that's a
sewn up, and now you want to cut it open to eat it. She allowed to cut it open to eat it on Yom. Okay, you Mr. Psila a smart and shekershin lehoi, or if there's there's some type of a used some type of I'm not sure exactly a cloth was used to tie it up. You can tear the cloth open. Lachta beyond the agat. Val the custom eat kilo these are shall lachta chachut. I told you can't cut. I told you before you cannot. You're not allowed to cut the thread. How to cut a material? Mishum da'irei zem esak to the tefillah. Lachashik masak and clean. If you cut it before you sew it, it's sewn. You're making it more usable for sewing to the right size. Hashem ha'chol do acher hatefillah. You're cutting it open after it's stitched. There's no tikkun. This isn't a heter. He's saying it's not a heter of nefesh. It's bats and not a mice. Because I'll not ask her cutting open the answer of untying. But cutting open is not untying. Cutting is not untying. So you had a case of so because it means including Rosh Hashanah, Kir Roya Val Kir Boy, Nikir Mekulas. When you roast the whole thing together with the insides also, that's called Mekulas. So it's sewn up. Mekulim Tzurim. They were sewn together. You got to take them apart. You're also could burn it away.
Yes and no. Here's the story.
Okay. Hey. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: Mutter l'lab miyamtiv kli barzel shavu beladin shagvina. You have a baking pan. You made a fladin shagvina. It's like some type of a tort, a cheese tort. You baked it on this metal kli, this cookie sheet. So you want to go now and heat up the cooking sheet to the point of libur. Now it's heated up to the point you can cook on it. So you're going to kasher the metal and then use it to cook. You want to switch to fleishes. You want to make this like a kugel with meat in it. So the Shulchan Aruch is not dealing with the issue of kashering from local deflation. He's accepting that as a fact and that's okay. His issue is there a problem over here of a process which is not part of a chilah. So what's the problem? You're heating it up to kasher it out. Yeah, but that heat is usable. You can cook on it. So if that's what you're going to do, it's mutter. Who kishe she is labin? She kishe is labin. You know it's all a Michael Miyat. So you have to use it immediately. Okay. Now, so that was a case of from milk is the flesh, flesh is the milk. You cannot call tikkun kli to take a flesh milk kli and make inflation. It wasn't broken before and it was usable. It's usable now. It's vitally usable. That's not talk tikkun kli. Well, that's the other person that had it turned out that he cooked meat in the pot and then he found out that the meat is in the veil. So now I want to kasher my kli on Yom Tov. That's a tikkun kli. I have a non-usable kli which I'm fixing up, making usable. Even though you're planning to use that heat, that now it's kosher, let's bake on it. It doesn't make a difference since the process is the process of tikkun itself. So we say you can't heat, you can't leave them to kosher, you can't do a gola to kosher. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah will deal with the issue of Hagola is because the water that you heat up with, you don't use the water of Hagola to cook it. So you're heating up water not to use for Achille, you have water to use for Hagola and throw it out. So that heating of that water wasn't a Achol Nefesh.
So since we made the celebrate the holiday, has a core. Actually, it's a nice thing to do, but it's not a
So I take the water, I kosher up, I boil up the water, I put the tray for kli, pot in it, tray for kalim in it. So the kalim become kosher, but the water has its bleas of tray in it. So you shouldn't use. We discussed this back when we talked about it. There's a concept of not burn that. So when you boil up the water in the pot, then you put the tray of kli in it. What happens is the flavor of which is in the tray of kli goes out into the water. And since it's not 24, it's either bottled because of shisha, connected, or alternatively, if it's not shisha, since we have to wait, that should not be ben yomo. So the flavor is only off simid rabbanan. So it goes out into the water. Now the nature is it won't go back into the kli. It goes back into the kli. As a, it's not going in the chavkila as a tam pogum. So that's not also. It's only also if it goes in as a tam mashubach and becomes pogum. So that's the heter. Now, but the water has tam in it, which was tam mashubach. So that water I can't drink. So I can't cook in it either. So I heat up this water, which I can't use. Therefore, you can't be magal on Yom Tov. Now, the Shabur will say, well, let's say I heated up the water for the purpose of drinking from it. I said, hey, great, and I have boiled water. Let's use it to kasher to kli. That's mutter. Okay. Last point of the Rambam. Mutter lalabin shvoit shel tzolo b'boser sheinu meluach ritzalach zolitzis boi b'yamtzis. So you roasted on it meat which was not, had not been salted. So you see what happens is that when you roast it, the meat, the blood comes out. So the meat is mutter. The problem is the kli which you're roasting it on is absorbing that hot blood which is coming out. So you're allowed to kasher out the shvoid because that was impossible to do anything with before Yom Tov, because you only roasted it on Yom Tov. Okay. The case was it went in with the milchah katam, and I want to cash it out for a fleshik katam, fleshik usage. The kima terabol ain't sarf libun gomer should deserve kibasa. So I don't need to get to the red hot. Al sagi b'libun ksa such a kasis of love kimi b'kus. It went in his head. There was milchah head. So that hagol that heating that it needs the heating to the point that you put a straw there, we catch fire. So therefore, the lima kazeh near kamasachin kli. That level of heating doesn't look like it's not obvious you're kashering anything. It looks like you're heating it up to cook in it. It looks like you're heating it up to bake in it. The case which we the shogunar contrasts over there to start libun. You get it, mamash, get it red hot till sparks are flying. That looks like your mamash fixing a kli. Even if this issue happened before yom, there's no time. Even though you had no option of doing beforehand, it looks like tikkun kli. You cannot pass enough that's mutter. So let's hold it here. I have to go.